For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah. Sunday morning, sitting across from the edge, big fat winners, grinding again on the Sunday morning show. I love today, though. I'm not going to lie to you. I love the card today. I love it from a viewing experience, but I love it. There's a few games I love. I think there's value on some dogs. I think there'll be some dogs barking. Last week, all the favorites covered. It's just not going to happen this week. It's not possible.
No.
Doesn't work that way.
No.
Doesn't work that way.
No, what we see yesterday, you know, for a while, all of the underdogs were barking in college, and it came back down to earth a little bit yesterday. So, you know, I thought it was a crazy day yesterday. I'm excited about today because I think it's just as unknown today what's really going to happen. And I want to break as many games down as we can because I am absolutely pumped for another NFL Sunday.
Break them down. Let's get rolling. There'll be a couple games we probably don't have much to say about. Bears, Falcons. Thoughts? Line makes no sense. Line makes no sense on this game. But we know what that – I've heard some people that I respect, some sharps. I don't really call them sharps. I just call them people I respect. They like the Falcons.
Right. I've heard that too.
Your thoughts on the game?
I think you broke it down best when we were just talking about it, you know, early on looking at these lines is, hey, the Falcons are going to come out one of two ways. They're either going to come out really looking to prove something and kind of scratch and claw their way back this season after just disastrous first two games, or they're just going to kind of throw in the towel. And, you know, I tend to think they're not going to throw in the towel. But that was a great analysis by you when we had spoke about it before. I think you're on to something just with that whole premise.
Well, here's the thing when you look at the Bears real quick. Let's be honest. You got Swift drops the ball. One of our two losses in the NFL this year, Swift for Detroit. And then they had to hold off the Giants with no Barclay, no, you know, what's his name? The quarter QB guy. I mean, I'm just not they're a lucky 2-0 team against the Falcons. Got to be the look, the 0-2 teams this week. You saw the other night on Thursday night with the Dolphins. Desperate 0-2. You know, you don't have a win. You're going to see – you got some 0-2 teams. You're going to see a desperate fact. You go 0-3 if you're the Falcons in that division. Kiss your seat. You're done. Again, you're done again. You're already done.
Well, I think playing in Atlanta, even without fans or not, doesn't matter because of the fast – I mean, it matters, obviously, but the fast track is so important for Atlanta, and I don't think it helps Chicago at all. So, you know, that you got to factor that in. But, you know, the biggest thing is – are the Falcons going to show up?
I think they will. Look, Trubisky, I mean, again, he's played about four and a half good quarters out of eight or whatever, maybe four good quarters out of eight. The problem is that the Atlanta defense is absolute Swiss cheese. They're not a very – again, this is one of those plays when if you take the Falcons and you look up and it's 14-0 Bears, you're literally – right? Am I lying?
Well, I'll be that guy because I mean
Let me ask you a question. Your kids play football, right?
Right, both of them. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna line both of them up and you 10 yards back, and I'm gonna do that squibby kick to you. Do you think your boys would watch that like those clowns did? They literally watched the ball.
Not if they were getting paid as much as the guys watching.
They were like, hey man. That thing's spinning nice, isn't it?
Dude, I can give my 8-year-old a tenner. I'll give him a $10 bill. I mean, he'd jump on that ball so quick.
That's a poorly run organization. So I'm just saying.
Is it the worst head coach in the league?
Well, I've been saying it for years.
He has to be at this point, right? After that disaster.
Since the Super Bowl.
Right, has to be.
They've just.
All right, let's move on. They suck.
Rams, Bills.
Oh, I
got no play on this one. I do.
I don't have any play because it's why bet on both of those teams. I think are good, so I'm just gonna watch it. I mean, you know, Zach Moss being out, don't love that for the Bills. But Allen's been hot. You know, I picked Goff to be MVP preseason. Not looking great. Not necessarily looking terrible if he were to get hot because of his team's record, which you have to factor in if you're betting a quarterback to win MVP. But you know, actually, Allen is the hot thing right now as far as betting on the MVP right now. Currently, a guy put a big bet on Allen. I think it was 25 G's at 1-25 odds. But yeah, it's just going to be a good game. I think I wouldn't bet on it.
All right. I'm telling you, this game. I know people are going to hammer the Browns, but I'm going to tell you right now. And I know the Redskins don't have the weapons, and you say, how are they going to score? But I don't know, man. I just think that, I mean, given 7.
Have you seen if they are – I cannot find if Denzel Ward is playing or not.
Haven't heard, but I do think that both defensive lines could cause havoc for both quarterbacks.
Right.
That's a big total, 245. I tend to say that the Redskins can cover, especially if you can get it up to 7.5 and hang in that. Not, I mean, again, yes, they got worked by the Cardinals, but it wasn't great. Like, it wasn't like they beat them 35. I mean, at one point they were hammering them, but I'm just saying. Titans-Vikings. I love this game. What do you think? This is a bad Viking. Dude, this is a bad Vikings team. Do you know how bad your boy looks? I know you love him. He got 90 million. He got 90 some million guaranteed. You love him, dude. He's playing like dog poo this year.
I agree with you. I'm so wrong. Well, and the thing about that is he might just be done, man. It might just be he's not a real big guy. You know, I have to listen. If you ask me what is Kirk Cousins' age, I don't know, man. I have to look it up, but he's not as young as you think. I mean, he's been around a while now. And 32 for a quarterback, that's still fairly young. But maybe he's just having a bad year. Some quarterbacks do that, but he's definitely not playing the way I thought. But again, you brought it up before. Thielen's your number one now. Dalvin Cook's always been a little overrated, in my opinion.
Offensive line, not great. Defense has a lot of pieces missing or injured or whatever. Not playing even close to what they did last week.
Ton of cornerbacks out today.
Yeah, ton of QBs. Yeah. I tend to think that that's pretty good value, able to take the Titans at 2.5 if you can get them at 2. I mean, I probably would almost money line that, but I think the Titans roll in that game. Raiders, Patriots.
Everybody's on the Patriots. It feels
wrong. Oh. Money's dropping. That thing.
People I've talked to, man, like my buddies and stuff. I'm just saying, like the guys, not anybody I respect. But just the guys that I talk to like the Patriots.
Down to 5.5 from 6.5. Over under 47. Weather's supposed to be great. Raiders traveling across the country to the east. I think you're going to get a pretty hungry. Let's put it this way. Here's my thoughts. If the Patriots play the way they did last week against Seattle, especially offensively, they'll kick the Raiders' ass in that game, period.
Oh, yeah, they were on fire. But
I mean, let's not compare the – I understand what the Raiders did the other night. They were all hyped up. But now it's Belichick. I don't think Belichick particularly cares for Gruden. I don't think they're best of friends. Maybe they are. Maybe I just get that impression that neither one of them are crazy about each other. So and it's a big deal to go – you know, if the Raiders lose, they're still 2-1. If you're the Patriots and you go 1-2 and Buffalo does happen to win and go 3-0, you're chasing them now. You're chasing them big the rest of the year. So it's a big game for the Patriots for an early game. I just tend to think – I just have a very good feeling. I lean more towards Patriots. Raiders are going to have to show me something in that game. They're not going to run the ball like they did on – they're not going to run the ball like that.
I might only have 4 or 5 at the most favorites this week, and that's just one of the games where I'm just going to take the underdog. I'm just taking the points in the NFL as much – if I don't feel great about the favorite, like the Titans you just spoke about, that, you know, the Browns, for example, I like the Browns way more than I like the Redskins. And I mean, I kind of have to lean toward the Browns on that one too. But this is one where I kind of could see either way. So I'll just go with the points. I'll take the points with the Raiders.
You would go with points. All right. 49ers, Giants. Just an absolute
decimation.
Just a decimation of injuries. I mean, it's one after. I mean, the Niners almost, I don't even know if they have enough guys to play.
That's insane.
But I mean, Giants, I mean.
I'll take the points.
Not great. Okay. Everyone keeps dissing the Niners this year. I feel like, are you going to be shocked if the Niners win by 10?
No. Oh, 10? Okay. Yeah. I might be then. I mean, I'll tell you what, if they win by 10, Daniel Jones has got trouble brewing.
I do agree with you there. I think Daniel Jones will play well.
This is a huge game for him. This is feels like a Super Bowl for him to me.
And they're desperate yet again. I mean, you got another desperate team. Another 0-2 team.
Yeah, kind of forget. You just think that they've already thrown the towel in because they're the Giants and they lost Barkley, but they're still a football team trying to win.
How about Bengals, Eagles? 2-0-2 teams. Philly -5. This thing was up to 6.5. It's down to 5. Total of 47. I gave the total out when it was lower. I just can see the weather's going to be great. I can see some points here. Bengals can't seem to stop anyone.
Backdoor Burrow. Bengals do have probably the worst team. What makes Burrow so impressive this year is the Bengals might be, other than the Jets, the worst roster in the league. Because without Geno Atkins playing, especially, I mean, he's their real premier defensive tackle. He's been out. They just look terrible on offensive line. Just awful.
Texans, Steelers.
Well, you know, I saw crazy stats. Steelers are getting 50-something. Over half the time they're getting pressure on the quarterback when they drop back. And the Texans have a terrible offensive line. But even though that makes no sense, I like the Texans, man. I like Deshaun Watson to say, I'm not going down like this. Even though the Steelers' defense is really good, I'm not high on their offense.
You got an absolutely desperado team. Right?
Oh yeah, of course.
When you go 0-3 0-3 in the AFC, you're gonna have some serious issues.
Right.
This is a team they're competing in the play. I mean, the Steelers offense has not looked great. They really struggled and really could have lost that game to Denver. So I tend to think that Watson will show up. O'Brien is such a bad coach, but how about Jets Colts? Nothing but injuries. Nothing but injuries.
The Jets injuries are worse than the damn 40. I mean, the Jets injuries are unreal because it's only the third week. I mean, we talked about it before the year, and you did too, especially. I mean, the injuries are going to be like no other this year, and we're seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, that number is 11.5, total of 44.5. I mean, you tend to say, gosh, Colts should probably be able to get this by two touchdowns, but who knows? Yeah, I don't really like that game. Panthers, Chargers 6.5, 43.5. Got your boy starting.
I love Herbert.
Because Tyrod is out.
Love Herbert.
Herbert starting. What are your thoughts on that game?
My thoughts are, why are we not betting everything on the Colts? Is that one, like, that's one where you look at it on Monday. We wake up tomorrow, we look back on the show, and we say, damn, we just glossed right over the worst team in football with a million injuries. Frank Gore's their starting running back. He's 47 years old. The Colts haven't had a 3-and-out all year. They got Jonathan Taylor finally in, rolling it. The best might be better than J.K. Dobbins from what I've seen. Jonathan Taylor looks like, honest to God, he looks like almost like Bo Jackson or Herschel Walker. The speed and size of him, he's different looking on film than all these other guys. So I might have to that might have to be one of my few favorites this week.
Just roll it.
Yeah, which makes me lean away from the Chargers, because as much as I like Herbert, for him to have to win by more than a touchdown, I know it's at home, but you know, Bridgewater can get it going even out without McCaffrey. I know it'll be tough, but I think that's an over. I think the Chargers-Panthers finds a way to get over. And, it's just hard because as much as I like the Chargers defense and Herbert, and as bad as I think the Panthers are, it's just I don't want to force winning by two scores this week in the NFL. I don't want to do it. I've done it before. I don't want to force plays like that this week.
So, well, we'll get back. We'll come back.
I kind of like that over.
Which one?
Chargers-Panthers.
43.5.
It just seems like, He's just going to be bouncing around in the cage, and then all of a sudden it's just going to be
bam,
bam. He's bouncing off the walls. I mean, you're like it's a boop, 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 boop.
How about Bucks Broncos? Come on, man.
It's the game of the year.
And you love Week it so three. Much.
Game of the
How about
year.
This?
Game of this. The decade.
Spreads drop. Point spread dropping like a rock. Dropping like a rock. Yeah, boy. Dropping.
Hey,
dropping.
Hey, Michael Phelps, put your caps on, boys. We're diving in.
Diving in.
That's a, the Sharps love the Broncos. All the touts, all the handicappers, all the professionals, they love the Broncos. Maybe they're going to get rich this week. I don't know. Call me a schmuck maybe at some point this week. I don't know.
5.5 and 43. I mean, when you break that game down, what do you see when you break that game down?
I see a team with Driscoll who did not want to run the ball previously, which is what really separated him and let what I thought made him pretty decent in the NFL so far is because he had the mobility. And he just didn't look like he was going to run last week. He did put up some points, obviously, against the Steelers. And they are playing in the altitude, but the Bucs also had two drop touchdowns that Brady threw right on the money. They have one of the best draft picks, Winfield, from Minnesota. He's one of the highest graded, if not the highest graded safety so far these first 3 weeks as a rookie. As far as rookies go, he's one of the highest rated DBs. And I just, you know, there's another guy they have, the Bucs, who shut down Mike Thomas, you know, a really premier and up-and-coming corner. So I think with the Broncos having turntables at tackles, they've lost their starting left tackle. I know you love Garrett Bowles, boy. That's your boy. The turntable over on the left end. I mean, I'm surprised it didn't show up more against the Steelers.
Well, I mean, and you have Driscoll, like you said. Now, one thing that scares me about the only thing that bothers me, Brady does not play well. And I know it's a different team and everything's different, but he just doesn't play well in Denver and hasn't really almost ever. That doesn't mean he won't.
I know. I just think of the Broncos as Aqib Talib, Chris Harris, Von Miller. All those guys are gone.
Right. Oh, no question.
It doesn't even feel like the people betting on the Broncos really know who the Broncos are. I mean, are they really betting on Melvin Gordon? Is Lindsey, you know, I haven't even checked yet because it's so early. Is Lindsey even playing?
I have not heard so, either way if he is or he's
I know
not.
Fournette's playing, baby, and they finally been giving him the ball.
Yeah, he looks good. Hey,
because they did what it – I mean, why would you trade for the guy if you're not going to use him? They finally started really using him, and Brady loves him. You can tell.
So we'll see. I mean, again, I'm a little surprised the spread's coming down. I thought maybe it would stand pat 43. It's going to be hard to get to get that number, but, Lions Cardinals, what do you got there? Any thoughts on that game?
It looks like I got 5.5 points, right?
You kind of like the Lions in that game.
Kind of. Oh yeah. Give me the points, man. Let's go over. Let's roll an over for Skippy. Let's get Bobo loose and let's roll the Lions, baby. Rawr.
How about, now we're getting into we got the three biggest games of the weekend. Cowboys, Seahawks.
Oh.
See, I just don't. I mean, the total's 57. That's a monster number. these next three totals are all big. 57, that's it. 53, 55.
Doesn't that seem like a great teaser spot to just take the team getting the points and take it, bump it up even higher and go under? You don't even want to say that word. Look at you.
It's hard. Well, it's just – no, it's so hard with the Cowboys defense. It's so bad this year.
I haven't heard you say under in 3 years.
Come on, man.
Would you take the under 63?
That's a lot of points. Yeah, there's no guarantee.
Right. So let's tease it.
You could tease it. Now, I'd be more concerned about the
– What would you want to tease it with?
I'd be more concerned with the I'd probably take the Packers plus +9 there. I'd probably take the Packers plus +9.
It's hard to not like Mahomes plus +9 in a hook.
Well, they just don't get blown out. So, yeah, it is hard not to like Mahomes. I mean, they just don't lose by many points. So,
you know, one real quick thing, because it seems like we're making good time so far. I watched something interesting related to, you know, how typically me, you, a lot of guys kind of think teasers are – I think most people who are smart and gamble a lot know teasers are for suckers for the most part. Not true anymore. You know, it is in the sense that they've changed the odds so that, yeah, it does kind of even out now. But originally, when a two-teamer used to be pretty close to even odds, you know, laying 110 maybe or whatever, you know, that didn't work out anymore lately for the books. They've had to change because the teasers are working more than ever. So, you know, if you can get reduced, I used to love a place, man. They gave you reduced juice. Oh, on the teasers. Woo. I mean, so teaser, I just think sometimes teasers do work, but it really is only, you know, most suckers do. Let me tease a team from 7-1 or, you know, stuff like that. Really, you should tease a team from 57-63.
Right.
I mean, 63 is a lot.
That is a lot in an NFL game. I mean, if you're betting
57, you're probably hoping it gets to 58, right? I mean, that's what you really, you think it's going to be 58, 59, 60. You don't think it's going to be 60, you know, 4. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that number quite a few times this year. We've seen some big scores.
They don't
but
hit.
Still, yeah, it's a lot of points.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. We have seen, I know what you mean, but as far as the spreads that have been high these first 2 weeks have not hit.
How
I
about,
mean, these totals.
I mean, we know what you like here. I already know you. I mean, you watch the Saints. We know Breeze is getting old. He just doesn't look the same. Their offense. Michael Thomas is going to be a game-time
decision.
Devontae
Adams most likely not. I think he's out today.
Devontae Adams might not be playing. That might be a stay away and just watch for him. And without Devontae Adams, and if Michael Thomas is playing, and even if Thomas does play, we know he's not going to be 100%.
No, he's not. He is not.
Well, I heard it was game time. I just saw it.
Oh, okay. I thought they ruled him out.
But maybe he is out. We'll find out. I mean, we're getting close to game time, so we'll see. But that might have. I might have misread that. I mean, give me. You're going to give me Aaron Rodgers. I'd probably bump. Now there's a good teaser spot that I like. I mean, give me the Packers +9. Take that total up to 59 and go under. I mean, that's not a bad tease.
Well, with the way that the Raiders ran the ball all over the Saints, they better stop the run because I think I'm trying to look up. I'll be honest, I haven't looked up what A.J. Dillon, how many times they've given him the ball or anything. But, you know, I know Jones has been getting loose. So if they can get the double run game, you know, back and forth between him and Dillon, they might just keep the ball.
Rolling it.
Not impressed with Kamara this year either, man. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's almost like he wants to be I know this isn't true, obviously, but God, it seems like he just wants to catch the. It's almost like he doesn't want to run. Like he wants to.
You know, when you look at his frame, I can see that he wouldn't want. I mean, he's wiry, but
didn't
he's
get
not,
paid already? Didn't
I don't care already? If he got paid or no. Dude, great, pay me, but I still don't like to get hit in the middle running in between the tackles. Yeah, I think he's – I don't know that they use him correctly at times. I don't think he likes to run it up the middle. I just – not that he's not strong and stuff, but when you're wiry, I mean, it hurts. I mean, it don't feel great. It does not feel great. What about this game? Ooh, I want you to actually – because I know you don't have a huge pick on this, and you might have.
They've given Dillon the ball 7 times. That's a damn shame. So you could have got Rodgers a receiver. You got A.J. Dillon and gave him the ball 7 times.
I want to know what your thoughts are on the Chiefs and the Ravens. That's the gun. And then we're going to wrap it.
My thoughts are I don't even know what I think, man. It's like it's one of those games where you just say, I'm literally only betting on this because it's Monday night and this is the best game of the week and these are two great teams and I'm just going to bet on it because I'm a degenerate and I just want to bet on it. I don't feel like there's any edge in this and I feel like you're just insane if you try to tell me otherwise. Because the only thing I used to say last year was the Chiefs couldn't stop the run, Skip. And they proved me wrong because, I mean, I guess I'm even confused about what happened last year because I thought that there was no way they could win the Super Bowl with that run defense and they did it. I thought the Titans should have got them with their run game. They didn't. I thought the 49ers definitely should have got them. They had them right on their throats, right where they wanted them, and didn't run the ball. So, you know, typically I would say the Ravens are going to hammer them, especially if they were actually going to let J.K. Dobbins run loose, which they haven't. He's got 2 touchdowns in the first game, 2 carries in the second game, 44 yards in that game on 2 carries. I would hope they'd give him 10 this game. Good God, let the man roll. I mean, what you pick him for. But if not, Not even if not. I mean, how are you going to bet against Mahomes?
It's hard. I mean, you watched him last week and you're like, ho-hum, but it's hard to go against Mahomes. But I still think Baltimore is the hungriest team in the NFL. I think you'll see them. I think they're going to beat Kansas City. I just do.
I could. Yeah, I mean, hey. Calais Campbell, I just think that Chiefs 10 in a row ATS covered since last year.
Right.
Finally broke the streak last week.
Finally broke it.
It's kind of like a stock market. You look back 10 games from now and say, damn, if we would have just rolled every week with just had a little nest egg just with KC's name on it, and 6 games from now, well, we'll be retired. We won't even do the show. We'll just retire. Because, I mean, if you rolled it from day one with the Chiefs, the last 10, you know, 10 before the last game, I mean, you're rich. So Mahomes might be that good, guys. Anybody listening, Mahomes might be that good. And I'm not – I mean, I've been on Mahomes a long time. Not out of college, I'll be the first to tell you. But within a year of him playing – I mean, within that first year, you could just tell that – I mean, to me, way before people were saying he was the best player.
Yeah, I mean, he's the, like you've said it a million times. He's the best player in football.
Oh, yeah. And you're right. I've been saying that. That's the thing. And it's not that close.
No.
It's not. And I love Lamar. I love Russell Wilson.
Well, Lamar just is a different animal. He can do different things.
And I love Wilson too.
But for me, this is a game I want to watch. I think the totals, I mean, 54.5. I think you could see an up and down game, but That's not a small total. I mean, it's still a big number, but I won't be surprised if you see a 31-24 final, which would get you to that number. I can
see. If you're going to play the game, I would play the Chiefs in a teaser with something else.
Right. I'd probably play Chiefs and bump that total down and hope that there's some points, or bump it up and go under. I mean, either way.
Or if you're just looking for action like most of you are, take the Packers and the Chiefs.
That's actually
that's Sunday night and Monday night. If you're just looking for some action, and I mean, don't make 30 bets throughout those two nights. Just make one big bet on that teaser and have fun.
Right. I'm with you.
I mean, God forbid they're winning in the fourth quarter. You're so psyched.
Oh, hell yeah.
Girl might give you a little kitty. I mean, she's going to be so psyched.
Meow, meow.
Just like,
meow,
baby,
meow.
baby, the Edge and Skip said bet on Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes, and I won. Can you believe it?
Meow, 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 meow.
Hey, congratulations to you today, right?
Appreciate it, dude.
Or was that when
that did you? Was yesterday,
Friday.
Technically.
Yesterday,
yeah.
Friday, whatever.
Yeah.
Congratulations
appreciate
on that,
it, brother.
Yeah,
let's pay for that baby this today, man.
Yeah, you better pay for it today. Anyway, we're gonna wrap it Sunday morning.
Yep.
Good luck today. Check as many injury reports. Games kick in a few hours. As many injury reports.
Hey, the fatty
as you
can payback.
Get.
We've already got a few. We hit the. Hey, hit us up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Hit us up. We right now we are 4-1 on the fatty payback.
Boom.
Hit us up today. We hit it again. Like I said, check all the injuries, updates. Good luck. We'll see you next week. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.